Who was this man, Paul Seifert, and why is he historically famous for our area? And now for your Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to two features from the Achy Breaky News of April 2014, first there was an exhibit at the State Historical Society in Madison titled Watercolor, the Farmscapes of Paul Seifert. And also from an October 2013 issue, a book written by Dan Bumkamp, The Mysteries of Bogus Buff, with his follow-up book that was titled River Mysteries. German immigrant Paul Seifert came to Wisconsin and living in a variety of creative life that was at the edge of society. But all the while, he was deeply immersed in the Wisconsin River Valley landscape of the driftless region he called home. Paul was from Germany, having lived most of his life in what is now the Gotham area. It was called Richland City. He's best known for his vibrant watercolor farm pictures, which are beloved locally and highly desired by collectors nationally. He notably also painted from memory castles in Germany. The Wisconsin River, Paul Seifert, Bogus Bluff, Richland City, and the ancient cultures that once lived there all have become common with one theme: mystery, as Dan Bumkamp's books cover 10,000 years of the humans that occupied the delta and confluence of the Wisconsin and Pine Rivers, inhabiting distinctly different eras, having been left with clues for their existence. The most recent, Native American Indians have been given a bounty of lore and legend. A mysterious letter in the hands of German immigrant Paul Seifert in the 19th century helped set the scene for yet another of the River Valley's puzzling secrets. It has been the foundation of a 35-year-long search for a cave along the Wisconsin River with treasures of ancient times. These treasures are covered by researcher Ron Nagel and teamed with authors Dan Bumkamp and J.L. Frederick to tell the story as it was along the river. Arguably, Paul Seifert was one, if not the first, historian of Richland County, both with his stories that were told and with the pictures that he produced.
The Richland County Historical Society appreciates your support. It's been a great year with many new individual, family, and business members. Would you consider joining? For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses are just $20. A lifetime membership's available for $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center. The Society hopes you're enjoying these weekly history moments, and you'll make a visit soon to the Achy School Museum. It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to visit the Achy School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 until 4 now through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free. Donations are always appreciated. The Achy School Museum is located on County TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.